Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning.
FMFC Global Prayer Warriors commanding your morning. Amen. Again, good morning. My name is Pastor Melvin Avante. I'm sitting in for Apostle Dr. Roslyn Overton, and I'm here with my co-host, Deaconess Angela Campbell. Deaconess, can you hear me?
Morning, Pastor. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you this morning?
Blessed. Just really excited about prayer and excited about how God has been moving through the prayers of the saints and the various things that have been going on in our nation. So just blessed this morning.
Amen. You're always excited to pray. Praise God.
Amen.
I just want to say one thing. We have been praying throughout the week as the country has been going through the hurricane season, and these enormous hurricanes have come about. We've been praying, and the Lord has been answering prayers. Puerto Rico has been pretty much missed the storm that they said was going to pretty much just ravage the country. But praise God, there was very little damage, and we are still praying the same prayers, decreeing the same things, and standing on the same faith that the storms will dissipate before hitting the coast of Florida. So we're going
Amen.
To, that's going to be our prayer focus this morning as we go forward. We're still going to take prayer requests. We're still going to add our faith to yours, but we're going to kind of direct our focus towards praying for Florida, southeastern portion of the United States, as well as the southwest portion of the United States, as well as they're dealing with fires. We still want to keep Texas covered in prayer, as well as we're going to take authority over this situation and decree and declare what Holy Spirit leads us to say needs to happen. About a couple of years ago, California was in a severe drought. And Holy Spirit had led me to begin to pray every day at 12 o'clock. And as we prayed, I think that month we had the most rain in the last 20 years. We had a prayer line before Blog Talk Radio. So the Lord led me out on the front porch and to just pray in tongues. And as I began to pray in tongues, I could literally see the words that I was speaking going over hills and out and over the city. And about 5 minutes later, it started to rain. And I mean a good solid rain that we hadn't seen in California for years. So, you know, we just have to trust in the Lord that when we pray, He moves. When we decree and declare, He honors what we decree and declare according to His word. So we're going to go ahead and get started. Again, welcome FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. The scripture that we stand on is Job 38:12. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days, and caused the dayspring to know his place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it? Again, we are giving our morning, our day, the issues of life, commands, and instructions, and then we're walking them out by faith. Amen. please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Please like the page. Interact with us. Leave prayer requests, biblical questions, questions on scripture, anything that you might be going through. The page is administered by leadership. So please feel comfortable, feel free to leave your comments, prayer requests, And again, interact with the ministry. So we're going to go ahead and get started with our morning prayer. Heavenly Father, we just uplift your name. Father, we thank you. Father, we praise you. Father, we magnify your name. We thank you for the opportunity, Father, once again to come before the throne of grace, Father, once again to commune with you, Father. We thank you, Father. We praise your holy name. Father, we uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we give you praise. We thank you. We honor you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise your holy name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we praise you today. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Father. We praise your holy name. Hallelujah, Father. We magnify your name. Hallelujah, Father. We give you praise. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to come before your throne of grace, Father. For this opportunity, Father, to come before you with praise and worship, Father. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name, Lord. We magnify your name, Lord. Hallelujah, Father. We give you praise this morning. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you praise, Lord Yahshua. We praise your holy name. We magnify your name. We give you praise this morning. The glory is yours. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for this day. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this day. Hallelujah. We command this day, hallelujah, to be fruitful and bursting with blessings and the favor that goes out before us and surrounds us as with a shield. Hallelujah. We decree and declare, Father, your word goes forth and establishes itself in our lives, O Heavenly Father. It does not return to you void, Father, but does exactly, Father, what you had commanded it to do. So, Father, we command, Father, every prophetic word spoken into our lives, Father, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Father, to come forth right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we praise you. Father, we uplift your name. Father, we, Father, uplift those, Father, that are on the line. Father, those that will hear this broadcast later, Father, you know what they stand in need of, Father, and we loose those provisions now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, we decree and declare, Father, a river of provisions, Father, coming into their life, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We decree and declare healing in their lives, Father. We decree and declare, Father, a desire, Father, to hear your word, Father, that you are sending your vineyard workers, Father, to surround them and minister to them, Father, so that they will be continuously fed the word of God, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you and praise your holy name. We're decreeing, declare right now, Father, that you, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you have given us spiritual wisdom and insight so that we might grow in the knowledge of you, God. Father, we decree and declare, Father, that our hearts are flooded with light so that we can understand the confident hope you have given to us, Father, that you have given to us, Father, your people, Father, your holy people, your children, Father, who are rich in your glorious inheritance. Father, we also decree and declare, Father, that we will understand the incredible greatness of your power for us who believe in you, Father. This is the same mighty power, Father, that you used to raise Christ from the dead and seated him in a place of honor, Father, at your right hand in the heavenly realms, Father, that place of power and authority. Father, now, Father, he is far above any ruler or authority or power or leader or anything else in this world, but also in the world to come. Father, you have put all things under authority of Christ, and you have made him to be head over all things for the benefit of all of the church. And the church is his body. It is made full and complete by Christ, who fills all things everywhere with himself. Father, we just decree and declare, Father, that you have allowed us, Father, to expand and stretch our coast, Father. Father, you are keeping and you have kept evil away from us, Father. We bind the plans of the enemy, Father, in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Any plans, Father, that may have been planted and hatched, Father, as we slept, Father, we bind in the name of Jesus, Father. It will produce no fruit, Father. These plans, these works, Father, these concentrations will produce no fruit, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We just thank you right now, Father. We praise your holy name right now, Father. Father, right now we just uplift Florida, Father, our coastal states and cities, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. The people, Father, that occupy these areas, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We, Father, we come against, Father, destruction, flooding, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind up this storm, Father, in the name of Jesus. We command now that you dissipate. We command now that there is no destruction. We command now that there is no loss of life. The people shall live and not die. They shall live and not die in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Houses, buildings, in the name of Jesus, we cover them with the blood of Jesus. We cover the people that did not evacuate with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare all is well. There will not be billions and billions upon billions of dollars of loss in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. No, no, no. We decree and declare right now, hallelujah. Father, send your angels, Father, to stand guard, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, over people, over property, hallelujah, so that there will be no loss, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. We magnify your name right now, Father. Father, we speak to every storm coming after this one, Father, in the name of Jesus. We command in Jesus' mighty name, peace be still. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. Father, as these things come forth, Father, in the name of Jesus, you said that they will come forth and these will be birthing pains, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Father. So, Father, we ask that you give these world leaders, Father, we decree and declare, Father, that these world leaders, Father, that you are situating men and anointed men and women of God, Father, around them, Father, so that they will receive godly counsel, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, they will be given scripture, Father. Father, they will see the glory of the Lord, Father. Father, that they will be indoctrinated, Father, into the knowledge of you, Father, and begin to come towards you to seek you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we uplift those, O Heavenly Father, that are under persecution, Father, for speaking your word, teaching your word, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, speaking you before men, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Send your angels, Father, to stand guard, Father, around them, Father, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger, Father. Father, to ensure, Father, safety for their families, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, keep them in good health, Father. We against the spirit of worry, we come against the spirit of fear, Father, so that the word can be preached, the word can be taught, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we uplift them now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I want to uplift those, Father, that have just gotten out of jail, O Heavenly Father, those, Father, that might be not healed in their minds, Father, that may have infirmities of the mind, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, right now we speak a healing into these individuals, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, those that have just gotten out of prison, Father, we ask right now, Father, that you, Father, just, Father, we loose your provisions over them, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare they have a place to sleep. We decree and declare, Father, there are jobs for them, Father. We decree and declare, Father, that you have given them wisdom, Father, and the ability to start, Father, businesses. We speak blessings over their businesses, their jobs, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak blessings over their efforts, Father, to walk righteously, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Send them to the correct church homes, Father. Send your vineyard workers and surround them with your vineyard workers, Father, to minister to them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We just thank you and praise your holy name. Father, as our children go back to school, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking, Father, that you just continue to watch over them. Father, give your angels charge over them that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger. Father, we bind up violence, Father, in this city. We bind up violence, Father, in these neighborhoods, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah. Father, our children shall live and not die. Father, we speak a blessing and anointing over the schools, Father, in the name of Jesus. We bind up school closings, Father. There's more than enough money, Father, to run these schools, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and declare there's more than enough money, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. We speak an anointing over the teachers, Father, over the faculty, over the administrators, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, to teach, Father, to rear these children. Father, we speak an anointing over the parents, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah, Father. We decree and declare, Father, you have given these children wisdom, Father, supernatural ability, Father, supernatural memory and retention, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you right now, Father. We thank you right now, Father. We decree and declare, Father, just the birthing of miracles, Father, with these children in this city, Father, in this country, Father, in the body of Christ, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come against the division in this country. We come against the division, Father, in the body of Christ. We come against the division in the church, Father, in the church buildings, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, Father. We magnify your name right now, Father. Father, we uplift church leadership, Father. Father, those that are dealing with afflictions, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, your word tells us, Father, that Jesus came, Father, and took, Father, our afflictions, Father, and by his stripes we are healed. So, Father, I decree and declare, Father, a healing, Father, over ministry leaders, Father, over churches, Father, the people in the churches, Father, those that are not, that can't walk or having trouble walking. In the name of Jesus, we command strength and strength in their legs, in their ankles, in their knees, in their hips, in the mighty name of Jesus. Put those canes down and begin to walk now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We decree it and declare it now, Father. There is walking in the body of Christ. There is running in the body of Christ. Father, the canes have been put down. The walkers have been put down. The wheelchairs and the scooters have been put aside, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we have called healing into the land, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. And we just decree and declare it now, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we thank you. All these words, Father, we have spoken, we have decreed and declared them to be so. In Jesus' mighty name, we say amen, amen. Thank you, Lord, and amen. Again, welcome, good morning to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. Again, I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I am with Deaconess Angela Campbell. We are sitting in for Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton. Please go to our Facebook page and like the page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. I'm going to now hand it over to Deaconess and allow her to pray what Holy Spirit has placed on her heart.
Deaconess? Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your presence. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for directing our prayer this morning. Thank you, Monday. Thank you for giving us insight on exactly what to pray about. Thank you for Rokobo Shekeridios. Sunday. Thank you, Korabadari Korobose. Thank you for pinpoint prayers. This Korobose. Thank you that we can pray with accuracy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Holy Spirit. That we can ask, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. That we can ask, seek, and knock this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We could ask, and we could ask and not pray on this because you're with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know exactly how and what to pray. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for dwelling on the inside of us this morning. You told us that the prayers, the fervent, effectual korabasi, prayers of a righteous man availeth much. So God, we thank you this morning for empowering our prayer. We come together as one, fervently and effectually, praying for the things on your heart, for the things in this nation. We come fervently praying. We come fervently praying in the mighty name of Jesus for the about Hurricane Irma. We thank you, Holy Spirit, because you gave us a commanding voice. You said, declare a thing, and the earth, and so shall it be. So we just declare and decree in the mighty name of Jesus. No destruction. No destruction to property. No destruction to humans. No loss. And we thank you, God. We thank you that everything in creation has ears. We speak, we speak to the eye in that storm. We say, not only will you not bring damage, you'll dissipate now in the mighty name of Jesus. Not a four, not a three, not a two, a zero. Robot de Korabasa te Konamiabane. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say a zero. Let the eyes on the wall that's running as a wall, the eye wall, completely dissipate. Ika bade ko mani karabasi. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you because we have the ability to speak a thing. And so shall it be. We thank you, God. The wall eye is dissipated now in the mighty name of Jesus. The same way Elijah spoke, and there was no rain. And then he prayed, and then there was rain. The same way Joshua told the sun to stay still in the sky. The same way Jesus said to the fig tree, you will not produce again. We speak to the eye. We speak to the eye. And completely dissipate now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Flooding. Dissipate. In Houston. Flooding. In Africa. Dissipate. Dry up.
in the mighty name of Jesus. Fires, all in the south, all in the western part of the country. Roshe Kandidiasaya, Rakababa, go out. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. In the places where there is fire, let rain fall. God, we thank you. Demonstrate your power, God. In the earth realm, through your saints. Because we are called by your name, God. God, if there was anything in us, God, that was not like you, we repent right now. Because your word says this, those that are called by your name would humble themselves and pray. So God, we repent right now if there's anything in our heart. Because we need nothing to affect fervent effectual prayer. This is forgive us, God. We repent in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you, God, today. We thank you, God, today. We thank you, God, because you said of all creation is groaning. All creation is groaning for the manifestations of the sons and daughters. We stand up as your sons and daughters. We speak to creation. And you will function the way God functions. No destruction. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you. Rain in its due season. Sunshine in its due season. Summer in its due season. Winter in its due season. Fall and spring in its due season. It was you, God, that told the sun it will go thus far. It was you, Robo, that put every star in the sky. It was you, God, that knows every sand on the beach and every hair on our head. And it was you that gave us dominion over everything in the earth. It's you that said we are seated with you in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. It's you that said everything was subject to his feet. So, God, we thank you on this morning that we stand and walk in that same authority. Abba, we thank you. Abba, we thank you. Abba, we thank you. Abba, we thank you. We're grateful this morning. Abba, we thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you even as things have happened in this country, that people have amalgamated together and begin to pray. Thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for unity. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for oneness. Thank you, Kuraba Madiriya Saya. Thank you for direction, Father God, for your leaders in this country. Thank you for wise counsel. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for putting, Father God, individuals that can give wise counsel to your presidents, to your governors, to your mayors, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you that all the resources that are needed in these regions, Father God, will get to where they are designed to go, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, Rabbi, in your silence, that you'll continue to help us to flow as one. And we bind right now, we bind every plan of the enemy to scam, to deceive, as it pertains to resources. The blood of Jesus is against you. Plans that the enemy has set up to steal resources, it be revealed now. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, and will come to naught. For all the resources that are needed will get to the places in Houston. On the West Coast, in Africa, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, in St. Martin's, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. all the resources that were needed will go to the right places, God, and to the individuals that need it. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you for weapons on this morning, because you said our weapons are not carnal, but they are mighty through you. So we thank you, God, for weapons. We thank you we can pray. We thank you we can bind and loose. We thank you, Father God, we can declare a decree. We thank you, Father God, that healing belongs to us. Deliverance belongs to us this morning. God, we thank you. We thank you for our weapons of praise. Rosha Kabase, because your word says that praise is a weapon. And execute judgment on the enemy. And this belongs to the saints. Hallelujah. We thank you for praise this morning. We thank you for our weapons. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. God, we thank you for the weapon of praise this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We thank you for every plan that has been dismantled out of our faith on this morning because of praise. We thank you for a Rabbanidiosaya. We thank you for every imp that's been kicked down because of praise. In the name of Jesus, thank you, God. We thank you for every heart that's been uplifted because of praise, God. We thank you because you not only execute judgment, but God, your word says that you inhabit the praises of your people. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And when you inhabit a thing, when you hover over it, you bring order. Rashade Korabasi, Roshe Korabasaya. You bring order to things that were in disorder. You bring increase to things that lack. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. You bring healing and wholeness to things that were broken. And not well. So thank you for inhabiting our praises this morning. God, we thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Be glorified. And we thank you for freedom on this morning. We thank you for the prayer from your pastor. We thank you for the download about praying for those that were incarcerated, Father God, because your word says, who the Son sets free is free indeed. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you. Your word says, Father God, that you came. You came to bring liberty to the captive, Father God. So we thank you, those that have been released physically, that they've also been released mentally and spiritually, God. Like your things that had them bound mentally, God. We thank you, emotionally, things that may have happened in their past that made the choices that they made a good idea to them. God, we thank you that you're snatching them from the root even now. We thank you for the blood of you, Jesus. Roshe Kababa said that they'll have complete freedom in the name of Jesus. So the enemy cannot reach back for things from their past because they gave them to you. Thank you, Jesus. And they're free. God, we thank you on this morning. You are awesome and powerful, God, and we give your name praise for all these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, thank you, hallelujah. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 thank you, Lord. Father, you said that, Father, where there are two or more of us gathered in your name, there you are in the midst of us, and we welcome you, and we thank you, and we magnify your name. We give you praise. We give you thanks. Hallelujah. We ask you, Father, take over, Father. Have your way, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we thank you for the victory. We thank you for victory, Father, in every battle, on every front, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you for victory over over the enemy. Father, we thank you, Father, for victory over this world, Father. We thank you for victory, Father, over every affliction. We thank you for victory, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you for victory. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for victory. We are victorious. We are victorious. We are victorious. You have given us the victory, Father. You have given us the victory, Father. You have given us the victory, Father. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you and praise your holy name. We magnify your name, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare right now, Father, doors will open for the homeless, Father. Father, there is more than enough. We loose your provisions for them, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just thank you and praise your name. And Satan, you will release their minds right now in the name of Jesus. You foul, wicked spirits that have grips on their mind, I command you in the name of Jesus to release them now. I stand in the authority of Jesus Christ and command that you release them now. They are healed in the name of Jesus. They are loose from your grip now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for healing, Father. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare open doors, Father, so that these men and women can get back on their feet, Father, in the name of Jesus. We command, Father, all these empty houses, Father, filled, Father, with families, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. The streets filled, Father, hallelujah, with homeowners, Father. The streets filled, Father, with your vineyard workers going from door to door, inviting people, Father, to come to church and become church members, Father, and they will be fed the word of God. Father, many receive salvation, Father, in the name of Jesus. Many receive victory, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise, Father. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, the enemy is bound today, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. We have broken his plan, Father, against families, Father, against mental illness, Father, against homelessness, Father, against divorce, Father, against lack, Father, in the name of Jesus. The hand of the enemy is broken today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, and we in Jesus' mighty name and authority of Jesus Christ, we decree it so right now, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you. 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 Hallelujah. Again, good morning. Welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commending your morning. I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I'm with my co-host, Deaconess Angela Campbell. We're sitting in for my overseer, Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton. Amen. Please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors on Facebook. Like the page. Leave your prayer request, anything that you might be going through, questions, interact with the ministry. Please just follow us, find out what we're doing, stay in contact with us. Again, if you have prayer requests, any issues of life, please post those or inbox if they are of a sensitive nature, and we'll add our faith to yours. We will take the time and cover you in prayer. I just praise God this morning. God is definitely taking over and leading us in the areas of what needs to be prayed, things that need to be broken, things that need to be loosed, yokes that need to be broken. I, for one, as Holy Spirit looks like is fed up with homelessness and people having to navigate their way through the streets on their own, not receiving any assistance from government, state, city. So men and women of God, it's time for us to walk in our authority and command these things to be changed in the spirit realm so that they will be manifested in the natural. Amen. We have about 15 minutes left. I'm going to hand it back over to Deaconess, and then I will say closing prayer, and we will close out for until next week. Deaconess, are you ready?
Amen, Pastor. Amen.
Yes. Let me ask you a question first. Has mm-hmm. God given you anything? Has he placed anything on your heart?
Holy Spirit, he definitely is moving and directing. Because when you were praying about the originally about those that are being released, that's what Holy Spirit woke me up and, you know, just talking to me in my quiet time about freedom. The song was resonating in my spirit, and we sing it in our church, and it says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. So, you know, I was just meditating on different scriptures having to do with freedom. And I just really, so when you were praying about it, it was just a confirming word to me. The Holy Spirit was really wants to make certain that we know that freedom is possible from everything that might be a bondage, whether it's someone that's coming out of incarceration and entering back in. You know, they're like the ultimate example of freedom. But wherever we find ourselves where there is any kind of bondage that God is saying, freedom is possible. And complete change is completely possible. One of our prophetesses says that often. That's a phrase she coined. But again, freedom is something on his heart. So that's the thing that I was meditating on a lot this morning. And freedom in every area, freedom from fears, doubt, unbelief, sickness, lack, freedom from any kind of sexual sin or entrapment, freedom from any trauma, just freedom. God is saying it's possible and it's in him and he's here for it to manifest, and we just touch and agree about it, that God's saying freedom is completely possible today.
Amen. 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 Well, in your prayer time, please pray, ask for, and decree your freedom.
Yeah.
Decree your freedom. Well, I'm going to leave it in your hands, Deaconess, if you want to, unless that was your word, if you want to go ahead and pray, I'll let you pray. If not, if that was your word, I'll go ahead and begin to close us out.
That was it. That was the main the main focus, and I'm just believing that God has already started those processes for all of us, and that he's already given us freedom. We must lay hold to it and must walk it out. I will say one thing, and I just will continue to admonish all of us. One thing that you had prayed, Pastor, when we were praying before was about accountability. Thank you, God. And I just believe that God is a good God. He's a sovereign God, and he believes that when, like you had prayed and we talked about, when two are together, he is in the midst. And when we can agree on a thing in the earth, it shall be. So those that, as we are believing God for freedom, find someone that can come in agreement with you. As we are walking this thing out, someone that you can be accountable to, someone that can help you, someone that can come alongside of you. If you have a church family, find it there. If you have a spiritual leader, find it there. If you have a prayer partner, find it there. If you don't, you can, again, leave your request here, and we'll touch and agree with you. But finding someone that can you can be accountable to, that can help you in the process, because we are a body. Many members, but one body, believing God for complete freedom. So that's all I will say, Pastor. That I'm done.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. We thank you for that word. As we close out, I'm going to pray. Well, I think we covered well things that the country is going through. And with that word of freedom, I want to pray for the leadership of the church. Father God, we just thank you. We praise your holy name. We magnify your name, Father. We thank you for all the praise that has gone forth, Father. We thank you, Father, because we love you, Father. We desire to be better. Father, we desire to just do your will in this earth, Father. Hallelujah. Father, we look to hear those words, job well done, good and faithful servant. So, Father, just continue to equip us, Father, in the name of Jesus, and let it pour out of us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we uplift, Father, ministry leaders of the church, Father. Father, you spoke of freedom today, Father. Father, we speak freedom over church ministry. We decree and declare freedom, Father. Father, we decree and declare, Father, complete open communication between ministry leaders and Holy Spirit. Father, that they know they're hearing from Holy Spirit, Father. Father, that they are testing the spirits, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. You are giving them the tenacity, the strength, Father, to be obedient to what is heard, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we come against, Father, all the man-made ideologies, Father. All the man-made things, Father, that begin to take us off course, Father. And lead us away little by little, Father, from your will being done, Father. Father, us injecting our will, Father, into what we think ministry looks like, what we think the work of the kingdom looks like, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. But, Father, let us decrease and allow you to increase, Father. We decree and declare, Father, decrease, Father, so that you can increase, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we command the yokes, Father, that you did not give us, Father, we command them removed right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, give us complete instructions, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us not lean to our own understanding, Father, but, Father, acknowledge you in all our ways, every way, Father, in ministry, in our lives, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and allow you to direct our paths, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, help us, Father, even be better ministry partners to the ministry leaders, Father. Let us not hamper their growth, Father, by us not growing, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we decree and declare growth, Father, so that leadership may continue to grow, leadership may continue to go forward, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let us not be a weight or a hindrance, Father, but a support, Father, our ministry leaders, our coverings, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, but at the same hand, let them hear your word, O Heavenly Father, and let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in ministry, Father, as well as every other area of the world, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Your will be done on earth, Father, in creation, Father, as it is in heaven, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. Prepare our hearts, prepare our minds, O Heavenly Father. Even prepare our bodies and our mouths, Father, to in line, O Heavenly Father, with your will, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now. We praise your name right now. We uplift your name right now. We magnify your name right now, Father, in Jesus' mighty name, Father, and in the authority of Jesus Christ, we decree it and declare it so right now. Again, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors commending your morning. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for praying with us and those that will listen to this later. I pray that these prayers take root in your life and they bless you continuously. In the name of Jesus, I want to thank my apostle, Dr. Roslyn Overton, for allowing us to sit in. I want to thank my co-host, Deaconess Angela Campbell, for joining me and her support and her prayers. Amen. Did you have anything before we close out, Deaconess?
No, Pastor, that's it.
Okay. God bless you. We love you. Stay prayerful. God, Jesus says, when the Holy Spirit comes on you, you will receive power and you will be
That's
my
it.
Witnesses or in my stead or in my place. And you will receive power and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and unto Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. So walk in that authority. Command the things around you. Amen. Have a great weekend.
Amen.
And we will see you. We'll see you next weekend. God bless.
Amen. God bless.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. Great God. God answer. Amen. Amen. Lifting up their hands, they bow their heads and worship the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive the word from the Lord, our answer should be, amen. Let the church say, amen. Let the church say, amen. Let the church say, God. Let the church say, amen. Let the church, let them say, amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say, amen. So let the church say, amen. Lift your hand. God has spoken. So let the church say, amen. No. Thank you, Lord. God has spoken. So let the church say, thank you.